In her statement, the Queen acknowledged that there were complex matters still to be resolved. There's some more work to be done, but I've asked for final decisions to be reached in the coming days. But most of those close to Harry expressed concern about the distance between him and the rest of the family, especially since he has also distanced himself from many of his longtime friends. He cut them off about 6 months into Meghan's pregnancy, says a source connected to the previously tight-knit circle. One notable exception, Charlie Van Straas-Benzie, who's a godfather to Archie. Most no longer even have his cell phone number. They totally understand that men often drift away from their friends after marriage, but there's still a lot of resentment because they had been so close for so long. Meghan, too, has changed her cell number, but remains close with her own friend group, including Canadian stylist pal Jessica Mulroney, who flew to Vancouver Island to help watch Archie while Meghan and Harry made a January 7th appearance in London just before announcing their plans. Meghan's mom, Doria, who lives in Los Angeles and spent Thanksgiving with her daughter, son-in-law, and grandson in Vancouver, says Meghan is strong and will always be okay, says a source who occasionally crosses paths with her. She says her grandson is the cutest. Ultimately, friends say the couple's decision to step away from royal life is for their son's benefit. I don't see this as running away from the UK, but as a desire to have a life in both places, says a friend of the couple's. Neither wants to lose the links to the countries they've grown up in. I imagine a year from now you will have seen them having spent good chunks of time in both places. But where will the relationships between the couple and the rest of the royal family be in a year? Palace sources say there's a determination to understand Meghan and Harry's position and help them get to a place where they feel comfortable and content. Yes, there's anger at the moment, says historian Robert Lacey. But if Harry and Meghan are prepared to enter into the spirit of this new arrangement, making sure not to appear to cash in on their titles and reputation, I think the Queen, Charles, and William will support them. Each of them, for different reasons, will want to heal what has gone wrong.